This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Kim Mayhew. She is with Burnsville Free Cycle. And I'm wondering if you know what Free Cycle is. And she's with us to tell us about that organization. Welcome to our program, Kim. What is Free Cycle?
Thanks for having me today, Steve. Free Cycle, the Free Cycle Network, is a grassroots nonprofit community gifting movement made up of thousands of local and individual city groups that promote reuse through local gifting among their members. Members have the opportunity to give and get items for absolutely free in an effort to keep unnecessary waste out of our landfills. Local nonprofit organizations in each community are also members of our local groups. And each group is run by a local moderator, and membership is free.
Tell us about Free Cycle. When was it founded?
It was founded in May of 2003 out in Tucson when our founder, Darren Beal, decided to start a small local group to keep things out of the landfills there. They wanted to preserve the landscape there. So that group just grew into more and more and more groups. And, of course, we have those same concerns here in the mountains. We have limited space for landfills as well. So we want to keep as much usable stuff out of those as we possibly can.
How many members does Free Cycle have?
Worldwide, we have over 4,200 community groups, and at last count, I think it was 4.4 million members worldwide. It's grown in that since 2003.
Wow.
Locally, we have, in Burnsville Free Cycle, 275 members. Free Cycle is free to join. It's open to all members that want to participate. You do need email or internet access because it is an email group. To sign up for Burnsville Free Cycle, you simply enter Burnsville NC on the www.freecycle.org website. We also have a direct link, groups.yahoo.com/group/Burnsville Free Cycle. That's all one word with a backslash at the end. And you can go there and you'll see the links to subscribe. And of course, the moderators here are more than happy to help you sign up if you get stuck with something on that. Also, in this area, most of the groups allow you to be members of multiple groups because we have members that live in one place and work in another, and so they can participate in other groups. All our surrounding counties have their own groups. I also moderate the Asheville Free Cycle group, and we have 5,300 members there, and we have a lot of members that, you know, participate in all those groups. We do have some rules of membership and ways that things have to be posted and that type of thing, but as long as somebody follows those basic rules, then they can be a member. Since the mission is to keep usable items out of the landfills, we have people from all walks of life that are members. We have families, teachers, homeschoolers, artists, builders, nonprofit organizations among our memberships. And if you have something usable that you no longer want, or you can use something that somebody else doesn't want, you can be a member. It's just that simple.
Talking about the giveaway part, what is given away on Free Cycle?
Anything that you can put your hand on just about has been given away, I think, on Free Cycle. But some of the things we see a lot of are computer equipment, electronic appliances, leftover building supplies, furniture and household goods, clothing, toys, holiday items, craft supplies, books. The list just goes on and on. I even see some people use one thing and then I'll see them post it maybe 8 months later and give it back to be recycled again. So we do see those things come and go quite a bit. Some of my own experiences with Free Cycle, I've given away a refrigerator, a computer that wasn't working, furniture, food, and I've received furniture. I've received books, craft supplies, some building supplies, and even a table saw. So a little bit of everything. It's just a big mix.
Are there certain items that they're not allowed to be given away on Free Cycle?
Anything that requires, that has an age limit on it, such as alcohol, tobacco, firearms, those type things are not permitted. Any drugs, you know, even over-the-counter things are not permitted for safety reasons and for legal reasons. No money is ever to be offered or requested. It's all got to be totally free. Mm-hmm. So that's the main limitation there. And it's just a great way to meet your neighbors in a real sharing way. It's a real experience to see someone the first time they receive something for free. It's almost like they can't believe you're giving it to them. There's no mm-hmm. strings attached. You go up to them, you hand it to them, and that's it, and you're done. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to get hooked on the concept at that point.
Sounds like it might be. Now, Kim, tell us, if someone wants to contact you about your organization, what do they do?
Well, the best way is to go, like I said, to the website. That's the groups.yahoo.com/group/Burnsville Freecycle, and with a backslash on the end. And at the bottom of that page, if they needed to contact me directly, there is an address, an email address for the owner of that group. It's just Burnsville Freecycle hyphen owner. And you can contact me directly that way, or just sign up there and start posting.
Kim, it sounds like a very interesting, very exciting concept and program and operation you folks have. We wish you much success. Our guest for today, Kim Mayhew with Burnsville Freecycle. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.